On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Hey, we hope you enjoyed the time with Jim Daly going over the information for that upcoming documentary. It's going to be a free 90-minute documentary. You can go to truthrising.com. That's where you'll be able to watch it September 5th. And as we mentioned during our conversation, coming up this fall, they'll have a four-week study guide to go along with that, which would be great for small or large groups. So we'll keep you posted on the things we may be considering doing with that and inviting you to be a part of. So keep tuned in for that. And then tomorrow on ABQ Connect, we're going to be visiting with the baker you may be familiar with. Years ago, made headlines because of decisions that he made based on his faith in Colorado Springs, I believe. But we're going to have him on the broadcast tomorrow. He is actually featured in the documentary, as you heard during our discussion. So tune in for that during tomorrow's show, ABQ Connect, always in the 1 o'clock hour. Next in studio with us, pastor and teaching elder at Trinity at the Marketplace here in Albuquerque, Michael Kelshaw. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Great to be here, brother.
And let me say right off the bat, thank you. I have family that attends Trinity at the Marketplace. So much appreciate your investment in my family in more ways than one.
I love your family, brother. Thankful for them.
I do too. They're a lot of fun. We were looking at fishing pictures here before we went on the air, I'm glad to hear your family's doing well. Now, Michael, for those not familiar with the Kelshaw family, or you, Michael, as the teaching elder and pastor at Trinity at the Marketplace, which, by the way, the website is trinityabq.org. And I want you to stay with us, not only to hear more, to get to know Michael better, but there's an event coming up that we're going to invite you to at Trinity that life-changing for hopefully many. We'll get into the details of that in a few minutes. But Michael, for those not familiar with you, you're not a newcomer to Albuquerque.
No, moved to Albuquerque in 1989.
Yeah.
I was 15.
Now, what brought you here?
My dad was a preaching pastor and moved down to Albuquerque and did a bunch of preaching ministry here. And so I moved with the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, actually, I didn't even really, think, man, the Kelshaws and the Rymans. My mom went to your dad's church regularly.
Yeah, right on. And we've got a long history.
Yeah, the Kelshaws have been blessing the Rymans a long time. And then Trinity at the Marketplace, when did that begin? Or when did your time there begin?
I began as the preaching pastor at Trinity in 2004.
Okay.
So 21 years ago. Yeah. Next May, it'll be 22 years.
And for those listening, say, okay, well, what, I don't know how, you know, they say it all kinds of ways, Michael. I'm sure you've heard it all. What kind of church is Trinity at the Marketplace?
At our very basic level, we're just a Bible believing church that gives people Jesus from the Bible. We are connected with the Anglican Communion worldwide. And, but that's a secondary.
Well, I can tell you this from going to, watch special things, like my grandson being baptized. It's a sweet fellowship. And I would encourage you, once you hear what we're going to be talking about, to be rest assured, you're going to be received in hospitality, and you're going to be equipped, by the sharing of God's word and the insight that Michael and others can share into, Christianity Explored. This is something you've put on the calendar that's coming up starting September 17th, Wednesday nights. Is this something you've walked through before, Michael?
Yeah, I've actually been doing Christianity Explored for a long time, actually developed by a guy called Rico Tice in London, out of All Souls Church in London. And so he wrote the course over 30 years ago. I've been running the course in different places for years and years and years. But we're just picking it up again at Trinity, and really excited about it, and would love for people to come along and hear about Jesus.
Well, You know, as we were talking about this off the air, it sounds to me like, you know, we have a lot of Christians listening to the radio station. For those that already cling to, trust, and rely on the gospel of Jesus Christ, we would encourage you to prayerfully consider who you'd invite to bring with you. You know, we could say invite them and they'll go. You know what, better yet, and invite them to come with you to walk through this. But so many of us who know Christ will find ourselves engaged in conversation. And in spite of 2,000 years of opportunity for the world to get to know who he is, we still, Michael, run into people who are, so exactly who is Jesus? And that's something that's explored and answered in this. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of person that the course is geared towards. The premise of Christianity Explored is that Christianity is Jesus Christ. It's all about an intimate relationship with Jesus, actually knowing him personally and trusting and treasuring him. And so the course is designed for people who are really just investigating the Christian message. They're just looking into Christian things. They're investigating the claims of Christ. They're looking into who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. And so we just walk through the Gospel of Mark and just look at what Jesus said and did and then talk about it.
Now, one thing I do want to make clear for those listening in here, that this is Wednesday nights starting September 17th at 6:30. One thing I know that neither Michael or I want to communicate to you, if you're engaged in your local church in a midweek study on that night, continue to do that. If you don't have a place you're going to be going Wednesday nights, you are more than welcome, encouraged to come and join them. And not only for conversation and dialogue, Michael, but it sounds like breaking bread's going to be happening.
Yeah, we're going to share a meal together. So relaxed environment. We're going to feed you. We're going to have some dinner together so you'll get to know other people and actually be able to engage with them and build relationships with people. And then we will literally read through different sections of Mark's gospel and look at what Jesus said and what he did and just talk about it. You're free to share whatever you want to share, talk about whatever you want to talk about, bring up any questions you want to bring up.
Yeah. Michael, maybe the answer is as simple as, no, we could have done John or another gospel. Is there a reason to do this with Mark?
Yeah, we do it with Mark because of the fast-paced nature of Mark. So yeah. I think one of Mark's favorite words is immediately. You know, immediately Jesus did this and that and the other. And really what we want people to do is actually just look at what Jesus said and what Jesus did. And so Mark just gives a great, fast-paced way of looking at the things that Jesus said and did.
Yeah, and, you know, we already mentioned, obviously, if you have a place of worship you're attending Wednesday nights, we're not trying to take anyone away from what you're already doing. However, let's also address, Michael, maybe those that are unchurched that are listening that maybe aren't going to find a friend that invites them. They found us at 88.3 FM here in Albuquerque. Now, listen, if you're tuned in at 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, if you're listening at Cannon Air Force Base, hey, if you want to make the drive, be safe, or you know, maybe come hang out in Albuquerque for a few weeks. But no, in general, we know we're talking to people in the Albuquerque area. But speak specifically to that person who's listening, who is curious about who Jesus is, and who's intimidated maybe to go to a church they've never been to with, you know, no one they've ever known, you know, they don't know anyone there. Set the landscape for them.
Yeah, if you're just investigating Christian things, you're looking into to who Jesus is, then please consider this the warmest invitation to come. And I do understand the intimidation factor on that. In fact, when I go and visit other churches, I'm the guy who always sits on the back row, so I get it completely. But just consider yourselves warmly invited. You'll be greeted by people who are truly, truly thankful that you're there. And I think the meal will give a wonderful opportunity for people to feel really comfortable really quickly.
Yeah.
And then we're not going to ask you to sing. We're not going to ask you to read the Bible. We're not going to ask you to pray. We're not going to ask you to do anything that you'd be uncomfortable doing. You can just come and listen to the interaction. Feel free to share at your own pace. And people are just going to warmly welcome you and be truly, truly, truly grateful you're there and really be excited to look into the person and work of Jesus. Mark's gospel actually begins, Mark chapter 1, verse 1 says this, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's all we're doing at this course. The beginning of the gospel, the word gospel there just means good news. It means news that changes absolutely everything. And this is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We're just going to look at who Jesus is and what he's done and what he offers you.
Michael, you've done this several times. Questions or reactions are probably not surprising. You've probably kind of seen it all. What are some of the things that stand out to you as far as those who weren't familiar with Christ that walked through this study, that when they got to it and started walking through it, they realized what?
Well, I think that they realized that Jesus is God and that he's done everything to save them by grace as a free gift.
Yeah.
And so the most remarkable thing, I think, and the thing that really opens their eyes the most is the reality that that Jesus is God. He left heaven. He came down. He performed perfectly in the place of sinful people like us. He paid the price for us on the cross as our substitute so that we could be forgiven and restored to right relationship with him now and forever. And when they realize that the Christian message really is about who Jesus is and what Jesus has done and not who we are and what we do, right, they're blown away.
Right. And you touched on it, we are sinners as much as anyone showing up that night.
Yeah, I'm the chief sinner. I'm the worst sinner in any room I'm in, this one included.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thankful that Jesus came to rescue a rebel like me.
Yeah. Well, let me reiterate, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with the teaching elder and pastor at Trinity at the Marketplace. The website is trinityabq.org, and we've been talking about the Christianity Explored study that gets underway Wednesdays starting September 17th at 6:30. It's a 7-week course, and you're encouraged. Now, there's a good question, Michael. If someone's looking at that time in the calendar and they're like, well, I can't make it part of that time.
That's fine. Just come to the ones that you can come to. Yeah, 7 weeks. So September 17th, middle of September, just runs through the end of October. And any of those Wednesday nights that you can't make, no worries at all. Just make the ones that you can. And and we'll just love to talk about who Jesus is.
And it is a much more, maybe, you know, it's not, I don't know how else to say it. It seems that it's set up to be much less liturgic than you might get by going to a service.
Yeah, really, really comfortable, literally a meal, and reading through a few chapters of Mark's gospel and just looking at what Jesus said and did and then talking about it and answering questions and then just free to visit with people as you want to and go when you're ready. So very, very relaxed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I got you to the website, trinityabq.org. On the website, you'll see headings at the top. Under upcoming, you'll find events, and then you'll find Christianity Explored. And again, you are absolutely invited. If you know the city well, let me give you the address, 2520 Chama. That's just south of Manal. So think of that block just if you're at Manal in Louisiana, it's just southeast of there. But just south of Benal on Chama, 2520 Chama, at Trinity at the Marketplace. And again, it starts September 17th. Michael, before we put a bow on it, I do want to throw it back to you to make sure we haven't left anything unsaid.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I just want to really give a warm invitation and reiterate, if you're a believer stuck in a local church, please stay at your local Bible teaching church. We're not asking you to come. We're just saying, if you've got some non-Christian friends or family or colleagues that you'd like to invite along on a Wednesday night to walk through Mark's gospel and talk about who Jesus is, then please bring them along. And Steve, I think you are absolutely right. Christian, if you could bring your non-Christian friend or family member along, that would be fantastic. And then if you're listening to the program today and you wouldn't call yourself a Christian and you're just asking questions about who Jesus is, then this is the course for you. And we would love to see you on Wednesday nights at 6:30, beginning on the 17th of September.
All right. Michael Kelshaw with Trinity at the Marketplace, trinityabq.org. Michael, always great to see you, brother.
Great to see you, Steve. Thanks for having me, brother.
All right. And stay with us. There's more things happening around the community. We'll get to that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.